This is Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Our first guest has arrived in the studio. It's Anthony Rubery. Hello, Anthony.
All right, mate. How you doing?
I'm all right. Good morning.
Yeah, it is morning. I'm not usually off around here, but I thought I'd...
Did you have a late night last night enjoying fireworks?
Yeah, it was a good night. We walked over to Jesus Green.
Yep.
And it was very nice, although we missed the fireworks.
Oh.
We were late leaving, but we saw the big old bonfire, so...
Okay, all right.
We saw the fireworks.
I was going to say, you must have seen them walking there,
yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, you can hear them. Yeah. Was there fairground rides and stuff going on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I always stay away from fairground rides. I've had bad experiences.
Oh.
Mm, they're just... You know, they're very spinny.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not a bit of me.
Oh, you get sick.
Yeah.
Bonfire's okay. Good, though, huh?
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Cool. Anthony's come in to tell us about a gig that he's doing on Friday, which we'll get on to. But you've been on this show before. About a year ago, you came in at this sort of time.
Yeah.
And it was when you released Grateful, whatever the song was called. Yeah. I really should remember the title.
Considering you're...
Because it was pretty much about me. Yeah. Was that the song title?
Yeah,
it was Grateful. It. Yeah,
yeah, I love that song. Really love
and
that song.
We sort of... That was after you'd done the unsigned chart for 20 weeks and da-da-da-da. So we're now a year on from that. But you won Best Male at the awards.
I did, yeah. Very happy with that.
A couple of months ago. Oh, 2 months ago. And that was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't expecting to win, especially with...
Tough competition, wasn't it?
Yeah, especially with it broadening out from just Cambridge to kind of all of East Anglia. I wasn't expecting to win at all. I was just coming for a night out.
Best male. Do you go around saying that? I'm the best male.
I've put it in all of my bios.
He's used it in his write-up.
Award-winning singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. No, use it as much as you can.
I will.
But yeah, to be the best male songwriter... In East Anglia.
It's not bad, is it?
Officially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Now, the gig reflects this on Friday. You've sort of developed your sound over the last couple of years since we've known you. And you're now... how would you describe it at the moment?
I don't even know what it is at the moment. Everything that I've been working on at the moment is slightly different from the last thing I did. I don't know. It's probably still pop. With elements of like hip hop and R&B, and it's just a bit of everything, really.
Mm.
A bit more of everything.
So the reason why I said the gig on Friday reflects this is because, well, I don't know much about any of your support acts, but they all look to be similar sort of genre.
Yeah, I mean, it ranges from kind of more hard hitting hip hop to we got a bit of soul on the bill,
right?
And then there's a bit more. Like an R&B, it's kind of like you said. I want like all of my music to be portrayed in by the supports.
Your influences.
Yeah. And they're all really talented guys, so made sense.
So you're putting this gig on at the Anglia Ruskin Academy. Obviously, you study at Anglia Ruskin, so that's a sensible location.
Yeah.
When did the idea come about to do your own headline gig in Cambridge?
So we knew that when I came back to uni that we hadn't done a gig in Cambridge for a while, so it was probably time to do one. And I haven't actually put on a headline show since Rough Sketch came out, so I was like, let's do that. We haven't done that for a while, and I wanted to make it bigger than the last show. Last show was at the Blue Moon.
Yeah.
So we looked at the Portland Arms, and they didn't have dates that we needed. So we decided to look elsewhere, and the ARU Academy is one of those venues that doesn't really get enough credit because it's never used properly and done properly. And so I feel like if we really do this properly, it could be like a really good night for the venue, because it's my uni bar, really. It would be cool to see it like packed out.
So you've organised all that. Have you chosen the support acts and
everything?
So what's it like organising a gig? Is it stressful?
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot more hectic than just sitting on the bill and promoting it every now and then. But it's been fun though. I like being involved in everything I do. And the fact that I'm running this makes makes me very involved.
Okay, so tell us about the support acts then that you've got playing on Friday.
All right then, so we're starting off with a wonderful man called Jay September. He also studies at Anglia Ruskin. He's kind of like SoundCloud rap style, very like hard hitting beats. Really talented. He actually, it was originally meant to be three people on the bill, and he dropped me a message after it was announced and said, "Would you consider?" And I gave him a listen, and I really liked his stuff, so I was like, "Sure, yeah, why not?"
Okay.
Then we've got Judah. Judah is like a friend of friends around uni, and he's really. Oh, that's not me.
that's someone saying, "Oh, you're on the radio."
He's got a really like wonderful soul voice.
So he's the soul guy.
Yeah, I really like his
voice.
He's
the one that I do know, but I wasn't sure if it was him because the way it's spelt it's not spelt Judah. It's got a V in it.
Yeah, no,
it's an upside down A. Cool.
Yeah, it's Judah. He's I really like him. His kind of influence is similar to mine.
He's kind of similar to Kyan, just so you've got a reference point. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
and we got Alpha and Friends. I actually saw them at the Junction. They put their own show on at the end of August. And they just had so much energy on stage. He's actually a producer, and so he's bringing special guests with him. Really talented guy.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got Kofi, who supported D-Block Europe at the Junction not so long ago. I think it was the start of October. And again, I went and I saw him and I was like, yeah, he's sick. So all of these, I've kind of handpicked these from everywhere and a few things that I've been doing. Because I really want the whole night to be, like, one to remember. So I think it's important to have supports who are just as good.
So what can we expect from you? What have you got up your sleeve for your set?
A couple of new songs.
Uh-huh.
A couple of very new, unheard songs. And then the stuff... Just a bit of everything, really. Like, some of the stuff off the first EP... And then the newer stuff, Temptations, Your Side, Grateful, and then some brand new stuff. It's going to be exciting. Like, I'm very proud of the music, of the new stuff that's going to be played.
Okay. And then, so if you're performing new stuff, do you have new stuff coming out in the future?
I don't want to say too much
at some point,
but it's something, I mean...
You're working on it.
Yeah, the last EP was... Well, March last year, so I'm probably due something.
Was it that long ago?
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, you wrote one. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I am definitely overdue.
Oh, that was Rough Sketch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, you haven't released any. Released singles since then.
Singles this year. But I want to, especially now that I'm kind of on a new style, I want to have, like, a body of work out that's, like, my full sound rather than just singles here and there. So, yeah, it's going to... Whenever it comes out, it's going to be good so far.
Okay. And what about outside of Cambridge? What's the longer-term vision? Are you wanting to play outside of Cambridge? I mean, obviously, you're from London, so
yeah,
that's an area that you have played in before as well.
Yeah, well, I managed to get a few shows in London over summer, and we've applied to festivals everywhere for next year. But I think... For the immediate future, just because third year at uni is kind of taking up a bit of time, we're not planning on going too far out of Cambridge right this second. But after this, I do want to do a London show. It's it's one that I haven't done properly for like a while. So London will happen. It's just a case of when.
Okay.
But yeah. Maybe when the EP comes out,
yeah,
we'll do something in London.
How are the studies going at university?
They're going very swiftly. I realise we're in like week 6 or 7 now, and it's, yeah, no. I've done a lot of planning in my head.
Okay, well, good. As long as you carry out the plans in practice, then it'll be fine.
I'm sure it'll be fine, yeah. This gig has been, like, the only thing on my priority list at the moment. Mm. So once that's out of the way, we'll sort out uni. Uni will be fine.
When you finish uni, will you hang around Cambridge? Do you think you'll stay around, or will you be planning to...
I would like to. It depends where I'm at. London's the place to be for music. But I do like it here. I do like something that's a bit of a different to the hustle and bustle of London. So even if I have to go back to London for a bit, I would like to come back at some point.
Is that what you want to do, music as a...
Yeah, I think...
Full-time?
Yeah, that is the plan. Like, this year, last year, uni is hopefully prepping myself so I'm not in a position where I can leave uni and have something on the cards, which is why putting on my own stuff like this is just kind of prepping myself for the work rate that's hopefully going to come sooner rather than later.
Well, it's very professionally advertised, and the way that you're promoting it, obviously, we've been following it all on social media, all the posters and the social media, the event pages, and regularly posting. Because when you do an event, obviously, you have to keep posting about it all the time.
Yeah.
So people remember it and they come along.
I'm taking a lot of tips from Matt Maynard at Dusk Presents
for
running this, because obviously he put on a show at the Junction that was a huge success, and social media wise I've just been like, how's he been doing it? I can do it like that, because I'm not gonna lie to anyone and say that I'm a pro at this. Like, this I've put gigs on for uni before, but this is like the biggest thing that I've put on myself, so I want to make sure I do it properly. But I'm really happy with how it's gone so far. It's just now it's just a case of it's Friday and I've got to be ready. But it's going to be good, it really is.
So it's £7, people that want to come along on Friday.
Yep, get your tickets online.
And what, doors are at 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
doors are at 7 and music from 7:30.
Cool. And you were on last, I guess.
Yeah, I think it'll be about 10-ish.
Cool. Well, I hope it goes well.
Thank you, and so do I.
And let us know
it
goes.
It will.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll do the travel now, and then we'll come back and we'll play Anthony's most recent single release from the summer, before the summer.
Start of summer.
We'll do your side in a minute. But thanks for coming in and getting up early and telling us about the gig.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Friday's right for a life like this. Smoke in my eyes, now I can't see shit. But the way you're moving in the spotlight could keep me here until the sunrise. Who says you need a dresser near the way your body rocking them jeans? Get to talking and you tell me this ain't really your scene. But you're owning it, you got a lot and you're sure with it. And DJ got the beat pumping my heart like a pacemaker. A bass line running through my veins like a dose of adrenaline. To me like I count so much. Just arrive, but I know I wanna leave with ya. You can make that impossible. Tell your friends not to worry about us. Don't stop doing that. I shake it, feel I'm feeling the way you're moving. I wanna get involved in you. I'm not wise enough to say how this night will end, but I'm on your side. Girl, I'm not trying to take up any of your space, but the your vibe, it got me going insane. I just wanna get close to you, baby. You got what I needed to save me. I got there's too much going on to get to know you better in here. Finish up your drink, let's head and get a breath of fresh air and get to talking about us. Your friends talk too much. DJ got the beat pumping my heart like a pacemaker. The bass line running through my veins like a dose of adrenaline. And girl, I hear your hips talking to me like a counselor. Getting late, still I know I wanna leave with ya. You can make that impossible. Tell your friends not to worry about us. Don't stop doing that. I shake it, feel I'm feeling the way you're moving. I wanna get involved with you.
doing, that I shake and feel through it, the way you're moving. I wanna get involved with you.
That is Anthony Rubery and Your Side. And if you go along to the Anglia Ruskin Academy on Friday night, he will play that and many other hits in his back catalogue.